This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner. If you watched any basketball this season, you might have noticed a new hairstyle gaining popularity. Well, it's kind of an old hairstyle, actually. The high-top fade. It was the do to have back in the 80s. Think of the kids in Spike Lee's Do the Right Thing. And now we're seeing it on the likes of Norris Cole of the Miami Heat, as well as celebrities like Usher. Marketplace's Stacey Vanek-Smith takes a look at the high-top fade and why it's back in business.
At Against a Grain Barbershop in Staten Island, Sean White says when he started cutting hair 27 years ago, the high-top fade was all the rage.
Well, the sides are usually like faded very close, and then the top is like a pencil eraser, like it goes straight up, you know, but it's usually flat on the top.
The high-top fade took the hip-hop community by storm. Big Daddy Kane, Salt-N-Pepa, Will Smith, they all had one. Rapper Kid of Kid & Play had a high-top fade that stood 10 inches high.
Hook up the high-top fade and I'm out of here.
White says he started noticing kids asking for the cut a few months ago.
I think the mohawk is almost done and now everybody's getting the flat top.
I think we really started to see it in this past winter. I like it. I think it's a great look.
Style expert George Brescia thinks the high top is replacing the mohawk because it's a lot more workable at work.
If you are in finance or you are in business, you know, how do you rock the mohawk? I think that this sort of has evolved out of the mohawk. It's a real versatile haircut.
Brescia says subtler versions of the high top fade can work on almost anyone. He says Robert Downey Jr. has a version. So does Kai Rizdahl.
It's all about the high top fade.
30-year-old Malcolm Dior is a university administrator. His high-top fade is 5 inches high. Dior chose the style because it made a statement and had a professional feel. Not that it doesn't have its drawbacks.
There's gel, there's mousse, there's a blow dryer, there's a hot comb, and it's hard to maintain. It costs a lot of money, and it's a lot of work.
Dior spends $500 a month on product and weekly shape-ups. And then there's the labor.
How much time does it take in the morning?
It takes about 45 minutes.
The masses don't seem fazed by the maintenance. Barber Sean White says he does 4 or 5 high-top fades a week.
I love doing it. That's my era. I grew up wearing that, and I grew up learning how to cut hair on that type of haircut. So.
Plus, says White, they stand out, which is good for business.
Everybody looks at it and, like, who did that? You know, helps me out.
Oh, the importance of buzz. In Staten Island, I'm Stacey Vanek-Smith for Marketplace.
So Stacy says Kai has a high top fade. I'm not sure I agree with that. Tell us what you think. Check out his picture on marketplace.org.